मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृंदे नमस्ते चरण यं प्रव्रजन्तमुन्पेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरयाजुवा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्ति। My humble obeisances.
पणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया अदरवाइज बाय योर क्या स्क्यूपुलेशन इज वेल नॉट यू मे बी सो मच लर्नेड पर्सन बट इट विल नॉट हेल्प यू बट इट विल व्हाट बिट्रे यू सो यू शुड नो एंड देन एवरीथिंग यू विल रियलाइज कमिंग ऑटोमेटिक। Yesterday I glorified Gopis, Prem, no? From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, very good. But before this subject, I want to give my blessings and my thanks so much who managed all these things, especially Rath Yatra festival. Very good. And something credit goes to Sripad Ashram Maharaj. And that is why I gave him sannyas. He is qualified person for this. He can do more. I hope in future he will do so many things to keep our lines. So my heartly blessing to him and his who helped him. All the boys of our Birmingham Gaudiya Math, especially that Prabhu Pradyumna and Mishra and all other. I cannot take their names, but they should know that I am. And also that Prabhu. What name?
Vidur Prabhu.
Oh. Yeah. Huh? Jamun Jivan. Where is Jamun Jivan?
Yamun Jivan in back, sir.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh, he helped? Very good. Thank you. I was eagerly waiting for him that when Jamun Jivan Prabhu will come.
He made Jagannath.
He made himself younger, bigger. Very good, very good.
Other devotee behind Yamuna Jivan.
What is his name?
Labanga Prabhu, come forward.
Oh, he is Labanga Prabhu. He also helped.
He made big Jagannath.
Oh, big Jagannath.
He made.
So much thanks to you for that. And thanks and my heartly blessing to all those who are assembled here and have taken part in this art festival and also in our classes. Thank you. What are you doing? I'm very happy.
very happy. And try to follow something, what we are giving. And in future you should be more qualified. And thus your worldly desire will go. But be careful. Don't go to fire. You should be careful for fire and use it in favorable things. But don't go and don't burn in that fire. I'm giving hints we should try to follow. Now I'm coming to my subject. Oh, you should listen very patiently. Very patiently. Yesterday in my class, I told the modes of gopis and after that answer of Krishna. We can read, but to go so deep, it is very rare. I gave an example of a slok of Krishna Karanamrita or where? Radha Rasudhanidhi. Jam Brahma Rudra Sukanarada Bhishra Mukhai Ra Lakshitona Sahasa Purushasya Tasya Satyam Tang Radhika. And I explained something. And after me, Tirth Maharaj also explained something. What you explained, please? What you explained for this slok? Sukanarada Bhishya Mukhai Sanatan Sanakshanand. And what you told in your class? Oh, first you should laugh and then tell. Later. Not so much what you explained in this.
Brahma Rudra Sukha Narada Bhishma Mukhai.
Thoda sa mein.
Ra Lakshito Na Sahasa Purushasyatas. So they call you Mahajan. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada Rishi.
What you told, you should tell that thing.
Bhishma Pitamaha, they prayed to Sri Radha Govinda, Radha Krishna. They have opulence mode, so they could not understand what is the sweetness mode in Radha Krishna's pastimes leela. Sweetness leela. They are looking also, they are opulence mode and opulence bhav. So they are told, Radha Krishna's leela is so deep leela. And so very rare person, they are understand. So everybody, they could not understand. So, jo Brahma Rudra Sukra Narada Bhishma Mukhai Ralakkito Na Sahasa Purushasya Tasya Param Purush Lila Purushottam Lord Sri Krishna. So he is coming from Golok Vrindavan and he is playing here. But everybody no understand Radha Krishna's sweetness, Lila. And see, Radhika is form of Mahabhava. Sri Krishna always testing Radhika's mood, Radhika's bhava. And he is playing all with Braja gopis. But what is their mood? In Ratha Yatra festival, so there have Radhika's mood, two mass separation mood. So Sri Krishna in Dwarka Bali, and he looked Radhika's separation mood. So prem, sneha, maan, pranaya, raja, anurag, bhav, maha bhav. More than rura, adhirura, mohan, madan, madanita, etc. But when Sri Krishna played in Vrindavan, in Ras Lila, there, so radical bhav, highest bhav is coming, maha bhav. Then he tested this maha bhav. After then, when he went in Dwarkapuri, then Sri radical separation mode, so highest bhav is coming. So Sri Krishna showed this bhav. Everybody they look. What is the gopi's friend? And what is the Radhika's more and highest bhava? So I am tasting this rasa. I am give her of full pleasure, so I am give her of devotional praise. So I am not tasting, I am not only India, I am not only sense India, so I am give her of full pleasure, pure praise. So I am swaying this praise, and I will taste this mood, this bhav. Is that that old? So Sri Krishna played in Vrindavan. When he is playing in Vrindavan, then stone is melting and water becomes stone. So everything changed, their mood. So all the things change. And when melting heart, then tears fall. But when Sri Krishna came in Dwarkapuri, always he is crying for Sri Radhika and all Brajapati. Then his body is melting. Melting body then becomes Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So always Sri Krishna is more Radhika, and Radhika is more Radhika you have. Radhika is thinking Sri Krishna. So they are more. So Mahaprabhu become, Sri Krishna become Mahaprabhu, and he is testing this Mahabhavras, only Sri Radhika is Mahabhavras. And when he is testing, sometimes he becomes like a tortoise. Sometimes he becomes long.
What he told yesterday in your class, I want to hear that thing. Yes, only in this sloka. Something different you told. And what is that?
Mahaprabhu is testing this mode. So this bhav, this Ratha Yatra festival, so this is,
it is all right.
And rasa.
This is all right. You are concerning that mood. What is that?
Jo Brahma Rudra Surka Narada Bhishma Mukhe Ra Lachito Na Sahasa Purushastha Tasya. Brahma Rudra Sukdev Goswami Narada
Rishi
and Bhishma Pitamaha.
Not yesterday he spoke.
When?
Bhishma Pitamaha.
I will have told. Yes, sit down. Okay, very good, very good. Sit down. Very good thing. I want to say that Jabrahma Rudra Sukanarada Bhishya Mukhai Alakshito Nasasa Purushasya Tasya. High class their devotees are Brahma, Shuk, Narad. Even Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, Bhisham Pitama, all are high class of devotees. More than 12 Mahajan, more than them. They are prominent than them. How? But they cannot control Krishna. This is the thing. But only Churnam Ananta Shaktim, the lotus feet of Radhika dust is so powerful that it can very easily can control Krishna. Krishna may be happy. He is satisfied with the love and affection of what I told these names. But he was not controlled, not even a part, fraction even. But if anyone wants to control, then what they should do? So try to collect or like to search what? Feet dust, one even feet dust
particle.
What is that? The guidance of gopis like Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami. They were Rup Manjari, Rati, Lavang Manjari. If Krishna will know that, these are the
maidservants
of Radhika, then what Krishna will do? At once he will be controlled. Otherwise anyone cannot control. So be a particle of the lotus feet of Radhika. Oh, we should try to search that thing. One thing more. What the names have been told. The Brahma. Brahma. He was in Vrindavan. He has seen the pastimes of Krishna. And personally he has prayed. Nomidhate Abhravapushe. And he saw so many pastimes of Krishna in his Brahma body. Oh, Shuka. Shukti is who? A special parrot of Srimati Radhika. Always on hand of Radhika. What? Radhika is caressing and giving some what thing? And teaching him what? Oh. Oh, Sri Krishna, Krishna, Govinda, Brajanath, Prananath, like this, always telling. Always in association of Radha and Krishna. Even in morning Nishanta Leela, she may be there to evoke Krishna and Radhika. This sukh, very high class of sukh. And now you know that this sukh became Sukhdev Goswami. And here it has been told, what? Purushasya tasya. He cannot control Krishna. He can serve. But Krishna will be only controlled by the parties, member of Srimati Radhika. Not anywhere else. Sukha. Narada. Who is Narada? Narada went to Vrindavan in Gokul even, and he thought that, oh, Krishna has descended to this world, oh, Radhika may be anywhere. And he went to Gokul Ravel and he discovered. And after that, he made a very high class of austerities on Narada Kunda and he became what? Nardi Gopi. Even Narada Gopi cannot control Krishna, it has been told. It may be that Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, they may be bamboo bees and they have taken darshan of Krishna. It may be. Anyone was telling me. So it may be no harm. Or Krishna himself became bamboo bees and went to where? In Nandagaon. And he took darshan of Radhika in Mahabhava. But he could not know how deep is it. No? He could not know. So Krishna being, and his three desires came in his heart. Oh, how has class of this pranay mood of Radhika? And how he stays, and what kinds of happiness comes in the heart of Krishna? She could not realize. Then he went to on the bank of Godavari, and he took so many instructions, and he was admitted in that the school of Vishakha because he is personal secretary, man secretary of Radhika. And then he learned, and then he came and he realized or he enjoyed these three modes. But even what is the mood of Radhika in Mahabhava, Madan, Modan? Krishna cannot go so deep. He has not that thing because observer is Srimati Radhika, highest. This mode, Swansambhedya Dasha, never comes in Krishna. Where comes? In Radhika. So the party men, the sakhis of Radhika, oh, they can know all these things somewhat. More better than Krishna. Krishna is what? Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu. That is object of love. He is not container or his Ashraya Bhakta. So here it has been told. Even Sanatan, even these four brothers, Narad, being a gopi, Sukadeva Goswami being on her event, they could not do. Even Uddhava went to Vrindavan, and he has some association of Vrindavan. But he could not realize what is the mood of gopis, what they think. And that is why he told, Bande Nanda Brijeshtri Nam Badarinim Vavikshnasa Jasanghari Kuthod Gita Punat Bhuvanantrayam. We should be very humble, hollow, and then go to Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and pray, and then they will make very easily realize all this is something. So gopis mood are so high. Today is Hera Panchami. What is Hera Panchami? Can you tell something? Or you want?
Well, he's senior. I'll go after
him. Achha, something. They know all more, but his English is perfect. Some. That is why I am telling. Tirtha Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, and Madhav Maharaj, they know so much, more than me, even. But my language is lame, that is why I am telling him. You can easily know something.
N.C. Jagannath Puri. At the time of Rakshatra festival, Sri Jagannath Dev, he comes out of Sri Mandir, and this very nice festival, on the chariot coming from Sri Mandir to, that is Nilachal to Sundarachal, that is Gundicha Temple. But then, when Panchami, the fifth day of the moon, comes, on this day there is a festival, it's called Hera Panchami. Hera means to see. That is, that before...
To search. Search.
On the day before Rathyatra festival, then Jagannath Dev, he spoke with Lakshmi Devi. He said, I am going only for one day, 2 days, and I will be back. But Jagannath Dev, he left, and now several days have passed, and still he has not returned. So at that time, Lakshmi Devi, because she feels that she's being neglected by her beloved, therefore she becomes very angry. And accompanied by her associates, with so much royal opulence, on a very big palanquin, with so many soldiers and servants, and musicians, and Devadasis, the dancing girls. She comes from the Sri Mandir and goes to Gundicha Mandir. On arriving there, then the servants of Lakshmi Devi, they capture the servants of Jagannath Dev. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this means Bakrasha Pandit and other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they catch them, they bind them, and they make them the butt of so many jokes and abuse also. So this festival was going on every year, but in this particular year, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, Pataparudra Maharaj, he told Kashi Mishra, who is the superintendent of the Jagannath temple, this year I want to make this festival so wonderful that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be astonished. So he opened his treasury and took all the chamaras and fans and all so many cloths and decorations. He said there should be more Mahaprasadam even than at the time of the Rathyatra festival, the coming of the chariots. There should be more, bigger festival even than at that time. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very, very pleased. So when this festival was going on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting with Sir Damodara Goswami, and they are watching. And Mahaprabhu is laughing so much. And he told, he saw this, and some questions were inspired within his heart. He wanted to hear some very sweet katha from Saurabh Damodara Goswami. So therefore, he asked some questions from Saurabh Damodara. He said to him, "Oh Saurabh Damodara, we know that Jagannath Dev, he's staying in the temple and he's going to Sundaracha, which is like Vrindavan. So I want to know from you, why is it that Jagannath Dev did not bring Lakshmi Devi with him?" Then Saurabh Damodara, he said, "Actually, Lakshmi Devi, she is not qualified to take part in the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan. Only the gopis are qualified to assist and serve Krishna in his Vrindavan Leela." So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is satisfied with this, but another question arose in his heart. He said, "Okay, we know that the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, they're all pure. There's no fault in him. So why is Lakshmi Devi so angry? He's not at fault. Why is she becoming angry with him?" Then Swami Damodara, he said, "This is the nature of a woman, that if they feel that they are neglected, even slightly, only little bit of neglect on the part of their beloved, then they become very angry." So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "Can you tell me something about the different types of jealous anger?" So then Saurabh Damodara, he began to explain to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so many moods, how this man, this angry, sulky mood has many, many different varieties according to different types of naika, that means heroines. So he described what became all the basis and platform of Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjwala Nilamani, how there are different types of naikas, Dira, Adhira, Dira Dira, Mukda, Madhya, Pragalva, the queens in Dwarka, the gopis of Vrindavan, and there are different varieties of moods and jealous anger towards Krishna. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy. But at that time, we see that Sri Rasa Thakur was also present. And Sri Rasa Thakur, seeing the opulence of the goddess of fortune, he was so happy. And he said, he began to make some jokes with Saurabh Damodara. "Oh Saurabh Damodara, my Lakshmi Devi is so great. Have you seen? She's riding on a palanquin with so much opulence, sitting on a throne. But your gopis, they don't know anything. Only village girls. They have no wealth, no opulence, or anything. They only know milking cows and these things. They are villagers. They only have flowers and fruits and things like this." So then, Saurabh Damodara, he said, "Actually, it is quite the opposite. There is more opulence in Vrindavan. Gopis have more opulence than Lakshmi Devi. But everything is hidden there." He said that in Vrindavan, all the stones and there, what are they? Chintamani. So powerful. They can fulfill all desires. But what are Brijvasis doing? Oh, only making their homes. And gopis are taking this wealth of Vrindavan and making ankle bells. All the cows in Vrindavan, what are they? Come, Denu. They can fulfill any desire whatsoever. But what are Brijvasis taking from them? Only milk. All the trees, they are Kalpa Vriksha. They can fulfill all desires. But Brijvasis, what are they taking? Only picking some flowers and some fruits and offering to Krishna. Why? Because all their desires are satisfied. And this lila is Madhurya Lila, sweetness. So all opulence is there in Vrindavan. Don't think that there's no Aishwarya in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan there's more opulence than all material and spiritual worlds and Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, everything all put together. More opulence in one dust of Vrindavan. But the praying there is so high that he's covered over. So when Sri Rasa Thakur began to hear this, he became very excited and began to make a noise with his arm. Why? Because previously he was speaking in his mood like Narad. Narad Muni. Because Sri Rasa Thakur is Narad.
Oh, Narad of Vaikuntha.
Narad Rishi of Vaikuntha. Oh,
there is also Narad of Golok Vrindavan, but not here. Here is Narad of Vaikuntha or Golok, not of Vrindavan.
But if we go more deeply, from where has Narad come? Originally, Madhumanga. So he's playing like this and joking. And all devotees are very inspired to hear this very deep Rasa Katha.
Thank you. So today is Hera Panchami. But Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling Chaitanya Goswami Leela Ananta Apar. Last 14th. Sahasra Badane Jar Nahi Pai Par. Sri Rupa Raghunath Pade Jaras Chaitanya Chaitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. What he said, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has explained in these chapters. He is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these leelas, pastimes, are anant and apar. Anant means?
Endless, unlimited, endless, deepless.
Sahasravadan, even Sahasravadan Baladev Prabhu, with his unlimited mouth, in unlimited time, he cannot explain all, how deep he is. No? Even Krishna himself, being ocean of rush. But anyone can easily know something. How? Rupa Raghunath Padejaras. Though has taken shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, they can very easily have something from this. Otherwise not. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Raman. Some are sleeping. Don't sleep. So, in the beginning of Rath Jatra festival, Mahaprabhu is doing prayer to Jagannath Dev. Not in Jagannath, for not Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. No, for Vasudeva Krishna. For whom? Jayati janani vaso devaki janma vadau jadubaru parishad swai dorbhi rasanna dharma. Thirichara Brij Nagna Sushmita Sri Mukhena
Brajapur Banita Naam Bardhayan Kamat. Who is that? Who is coming from Kurukshetra? Gopis are bringing him, Krishna. And now they will decorate Krishna with flowers of Vrindavan. Oh, they will forcibly give him the float that it was left in Vrindavan with Mother Yashoda. So Gopi strictly took it and gave to Krishna. And peacock feather also. And they whispered in the ears of Krishna, oh, don't tell that your father and mother are Vasudeva and Devaki. Don't tell that I am Jadubansi, Jadav. Oh, go up only. Krishna told, yes, I will do. Follow you. And then he is praying like this. Jayati Jana Nivaso, Devaki Janma Vado, Jana Nivaso. There are so many different meanings. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining, or Sanatana Goswami, they will explain in 100 meanings. More deep. Even Sanatana Goswami, empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can do like this. Very perfect he is. So Jayati Javanani Vaso, in this slok, all Srimad Bhagavat, from beginning to last, everything is there. Sanatana Goswami has told in Brihat Bhagavatam, he has quoted this slok. This slok, like endless ocean, everything is here. Jananivaso, you are always in the hearts of all like Paramatma. But as a Paramatma, he cannot be in the hearts of Prajvasi of Vrindavan. So what way will be? Like Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar there. Here Jananivaso, Nijajana. Who are Nijajan? All the Brajvasi are Nijajan. And Nanda Yashoda and friends, oh, they are life of Krishna. Gopis, Jivan. And Radhika, Jivaner Jivan.
Life of life.
Srimati Radhika. So, always living in the hearts of Srimati Radhika. Devaki Janma Bhado. Someone may tell Malli Mathura Vasi and all world's persons, they can tell that he took birth from the womb of Mother Devaki. But it is what? It is confusion.
Proverb.
Really he is the son of Mother Yashoda. Really he is mother. Jadubar Parishat. So Dorbhi Rashan Naradhan. Also, Jadubar Parishat, Swai Dorbhi Rashan Nadharman. Jadubansi and all are Krishna Nijajan. In their Parishat, in their council. Who is he there? It seems that Vasudev Krishna is there. And Arjuna and Bhima and all others, like his
arms.
And by this, oh, he fought in Mahabharata, here and there, with Pundrik Vasudeva and all others. All Dwarka Leela is here. Here, oh, Krishna never killed anyone, or they killed. Or in him, Mahavishnu and others, they fought and they did everything. Krishna, Sirchar Brijini Nagnaha. Briji Vrijinagna, Thirachar, and Vrindavan. By his smiling face and flute, he used to take all kinds of problems, sufferings, and what was suffering for Vrindavan? Only separation. Nothing, no problem at all. By his mouth, smiling mouth and flute, sweet. Especially Brajpur Vanitanang Vardhayana Kamadeva. So here, the pastimes of Gokul, Vrindavan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Rosh and everything is concluded in Sthiracharya Briji Nagna Sushmita Srimukhena. And Brajatpur Vanitanam Vardhayana Kamadeva. Here Kamadeva means not lust. Oh. Prem. What prem? Snehman, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. These prems. So you are that person. And he is doing pranam. Taking whole Srimad Bhagavatam there. And all the pastimes of Krishna. And he is praying. I told you before that very rare time he may see Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. When he will see, at once he will see. How?
I came in Kurukshetra.
That in very separation mood. And after long time I have met with my most beloved, for whom I was burning in fire, separation fire. Also he told, Gopir Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Dasanu Dasa. Gopi Bhartu, who is Gopi Bhartu?
He whose Lord is the Gopis.
Not Lord. Not Lord of.
No, he whose Lord is the Gopis.
Yes.
He who serves the Gopis.
Yeah. Gopir Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Dasanu Dasa. He took first the relation of gopis to Krishna, gave this relation, and then Gopir Bhartu. Gopis must beloved Krishna, controlled by always gopis. I want to be what? Das, dasan, dasa, nandas, like this. And then, when Ras Kord festival was beginning, then Prataparudra Raja, Emperor of Orisha, he came like devotee's dress wearing. Very simple. Not like a king. Only one dhoti, half here and half there. Like a beggar. And he was what? Brooming. With golden broom. With golden brooms. And water is a prefer, that so that dust may not come. By what thing?
Rose water,
kevada, and all others. With his own hand. This is the job of a sweeper. No? It is job of sweeper. But he was doing himself. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became
so happy.
There is a story here. That once in previous days, the king of
Kanchipuram.
Oh,
Vijayanagaram.
The king wanted to give marriage of her daughter. Very beautiful. And he thought that the king of Odisha is very young, very beautiful, very wealthy,
qualified.
And so qualified, humble. So I must give my daughter
married to him. He went to see with his own eyes that how beautiful, how wealthy, and how qualified is he. At that time, fortunately or unfortunately, card festival was going on, and first day was. And he came in disguise. And king came like a sweeper, that I told. And he was brooming. Seeing this, he became, he had upset and some hate for that king. Oh, how wealthy, qualified king, and even his brooming. Oh, for this sweeper I cannot give my daughter. And he returned back. After some time, after festival, oh, king of Odisha, Purushottam Jana, he remembered, and he wanted to know that the king of Vijayanagaram was wanted to give his daughter married to me. But what happened? No news at all. Then he discovered by his CID, CIA, discovered. Oh, now he has some hate for me that I was brooming. And that is why he is not giving married. Then he declared a war. No? Declared a war and invaded that king, Vijayanagaram. But Ganesh, you know Ganesh? He was somewhat favorable for that king. And that king defeated this king, Purushottam Jana. Then he became upset. He returned back and went to Jagannath temple and told that I am serving you. You are not helping me. I was defeated. And there, oh, Ganesh helped. But I remembered you could not help me. Then in dream, oh, I will die here. I will not take anything. No drink, nothing. And I will die in your temple before you. Then suddenly, in midnight, he saw a dream. Oh, don't worry, you should again go and invade. And myself and Baldev will go there. And anyhow, you will know this thing. And you will defeat that king. And also, Ganesh and all. Next day, he called his army, his generals. And again he started. When he was going near Chilkahar, or near that Amrajai, Alal Nath, no? Anywhere. Oh, when two young and very beautiful riding on white and red horse, they were going. And they told a village old woman who was taking a big, very milk on his head, can you give? Can you pay? Have anything to pay? We will give. Oh, I can pay. My king is coming, and we are soldiers. We are going before.
For fighting.
And my king will pay for you. How he will know that you have taken? Oh, we will give some
proof.
And then you can tell to king and he will pay. And then they gave whole buttermilk they took and being satisfied. And they, Krishna then, who was on red horse, Krishna, oh, he gave his ring, very beautiful ring, and told that gift to king, and told that this person has gone forward and you should pay. Then they both passed. And then after that, O king with great army was coming. When he reached there, this old lady was searching. Where is king? Where is king? All told that, O king is there. She went to king and told, your two soldiers going ahead, they have taken my curd, buttermilk, totally my whole
buttermilk.
And they told that your king will, our king will pay. Then I told them that any proof should be there. Then they gave this ring, two rings. Oh, the king told that, anyone has not gone before us. No, your two soldiers, very young, very beautiful.
Energetic
they went before. Then he wanted any proof, then two fingers rings. She produced to king, and then he saw that, Jagannath Singh and Baldev Singh. Singh means?
Lion.
Then he, these two rings of my wife, she presented to Krishna and Baldev, and I made it anywhere with goldsmith. And, these are the same. It is for me that I should know that Jagannath and Baldev are going. And then he became very happy. This time I will defeat. And then he went there and he defeated all. And forcibly he took that
daughter
of that king. Understand? The daughter of king he took. And also he took so much more singhasan, very costly. And this Ganesh, Panda Ganesh, and Sakshi Gopal, and also Radha Krishna deity, Radha Kanta Thakur, from them. Forcibly he arrested that king and took all these things, and he defeated and brought all these things. And mercifully he left that king. Now you should return. And then he brought that curd. And he wanted that I should marry this, I should give marry this girl to my sweeper. I will not marry. I will give it to my sweeper. And he was ready to give it. But anyhow, his ministers and all, they were very kind. They saw that this girl is weeping that, he will give me to a sweeper. So they pacified her. And anyhow they kept it. Don't be hurry. In the next time of you can give this to your sweeper. In the meantime, next year again this cord festival came. And then king was brooming. And they all inspired that girl. Now you should go, that I want to marry with this very sweeper. Then all came together, all his ministers and all his guru and all. It is very good. You are sweeper, and this will be the wife of this sweeper. And we are Sahmati. I agree with this. And then Sigal was weeping so much, and he was bound to take her like his wife. And his son was now Pratap Rudra. Very good things in these things. Now, this Pratap Rudra was high class of devotee, and he wanted to take darshan of the Lord's feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu told, I cannot take this. These are black serpents, because he is king. So we should be very careful. Mahaprabhu has told that a lady of wooden lady, even a statue, she can attract any Muni Rapiman. Muni means? Those who are renounced, Muni, realized Muni, like Vishwamitra Narada, I told you. They can take. So, we should be very careful, each other, wife and lady and woman. They are, for each, they are like Kamdev. They cannot control. I request my disciples and friends, be very careful. Very. Though you are independent, but always remember this thing. If a king, so high class of devotee, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give some instruction to his
followers,
and he is very strict, so he was not allowing that he should come and see me. Even Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Raya Ramananda, Sarvam Bhattacharya, even Nityananda Prabhu, they requested Mahaprabhu. He told that, I am giving up. I am going to Alarnath or anywhere else. I will not be. You should be here with them. So he was so
strict,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, here, everywhere. He looks our hearts and everything. If we have something like this, he cannot tolerate. So, he was not angry. But anyhow, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Raya Ramananda, with great devotees, they discussed something and they told to Pratapurudra Raja. Oh, your son is very beautiful. And he went to, and Mahaprabhu embraced him. And he has told that daily you should come and meet me. So, half anyhow, you have taken the darshan. And he has mercy. And especially, being very simple person, like sweeper, we have done this service of a sweeper. So, Mahaprabhu is very much satisfied and pleased. Anyhow, he has so much mercy to you. But if you want to direct his mercy, then being very simple, you should be in Ratkartable fresh. And in the meantime, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be toyed in dancing here and there in seven groups, parties, everywhere. Oh, he will be too much toyed. And he will be always in the mood of Radhika. And at that time he will take rest in the garden of Jagannath, Aitota. And he should go there. And he will keep his head,
the root
of a tree, lamenting. And you should at that time go and read, very sweet song. What? Gopi Git Urnamna? Jayati te dhikam manabraja swayate indira swaswadatrahi daita drishyatam dikshustavaka tvai dhritashava tvang vichin tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapam shrimadadatam
bhuvinam
kritire bhuridajam. These slokas are most valuable diamonds in Srimad Bhagavatam. First Purvarag, what that is? Venugi. And this Gopigi,
Jugal Geet, Bhramar Geet. These are most jewels. Like these are five of Pranavayu. Panchapran, these are. Very high class. And this is our sub-mole object. If you can realize these things, most highest thing, your life will be successful. Especially with the commentary of Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, and especially, more especially where? In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. How he has explained. Marvelous. Oh, there are so many commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam, more than 1,000. But these are the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that our Goswami has expressed. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so much tired in dancing in all parties. Oh, and by that he was brooming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased, satisfied. And what he did, when he was dancing in seven groups at a time, by his yoga maya shakti, he told to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, that king, what I am seeing? Very wonderful. One Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at a time he is dancing here, there. Sarvabhauma told that, oh, this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you roamed there like a beggar, street beggar, and that is why he is now pleased to you. So if giving up all your opulence and buddhi, intelligence and everything, qualification, oh, if he will be like Pratap Rudra, hollow in his heart, and serve your Gurudev, Radha Krishna, like this, then he will sprinkle his mercy. And by his mercy you can know his opulence and all loving affections you can know. So he was looking everywhere, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here, there and here. So, he is so fortunate. How he became fortunate? Only by the mercy of Chaitanya. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told, oh, anyone is not seeing like this. All are seeing that, oh, he is in our party and he is in one group. But you only, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you have received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is remaining? Oh, you should be a very simple devotee and now wait for when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. Where they are, from there, they offered, oh, narikel, oh, so much coconut, oh, they are throwing it towards Jagannath, thousand and thousand at a time. And he is taking the essence of all these things by his eyes only. They are offering so many sweet things, very tasteful, all these things, from there where they are, from 1 mile, 2 mile, they are giving. And he is taking with his eyes. And thus, in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to take some rest, with all his devotees, like whom? Nityananda, Advaita, Sarup Damodar, Bhakreshwar, Pundarik, Vidyanidhi, and all high class of Paramananda Puri and all. He went in the inside the Jagannath Vallabh Vatika, I total. And he was in Gargar. Gargar, you know? Out of love, Gargar. Here. So much separation mood was there, that he was melting and tears were coming. And he was giving his head on the root of a tree. And he was weeping. Where is my Pranath? Where is Krishna? Like this. and remembering all these things. In the meantime, that king did pranam to all in a very simple way, only one dhoti, here and here, and he went to Mahaprabhu, and he took the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Very gently, very sweetly, he was messaged. And what doing? Jayati te dhikam janmana praja swayati indira swasvadatrahi daita drishatam sultavaka tvai dhritasava tvang vichin. Go on, who is giving so sweet nectar in my ears? And he was sleeping, but now he sit down. Go on, give this nectar to me. And he continued. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavhiriritam kalmasaham shamarna mangalam śrīmadātatam bhuvi grinanti te bhuridājana. Oh, at once he could not control himself. And at once, oh, he embraced the king. Who are you? He told him, any of your dāsir. Oh, go on. And then he was solely satisfied. I'm a street beggar. I'm a sannyasi. Niskinchan. I have nothing to give you. I have no pocket at all. I'm only giving my wealth. And what that? Embracing. What embracing? From heart to heart, both mixed. And his mood was what?
Empowered.
Transferred somewhat. Just from kate sancharan. What is the meaning of sancharan?
Empowered his heart.
Empowered. Something went in the heart of king. And he was now satisfied. What is the meaning? All slokas have beautiful meaning. Having some relation with first sloka and third sloka. All slokas. Understand?
Yeah.
Some connection with first slok and with another slok, meaning third slok. So many good things. Janmana praja means, you took birth in Gokul Vrindavan, Braja. And for this reason, Lakshmi Devi, Mahalakshmi, he is brooming here and serving this Vrindavan. That is why Vrindavan is so beautiful. Best place for your sweet pastimes. Then, so many good slokas. Very good slokas. Good meaning. I am giving something for Tava Kathamritam. Tap the jivanam. So many hundreds of meaning, but two meaning I will tell in brief. First, in general, simple, and second, some deep. Tava kathamritam, gopis are telling. Your sweet pastimes are life and soul. Those who are in this world facing so much problems, difficulties, sorrow, suffering, endless chain of birth, death. For them, what is? Tapta jivanam. It is like nectar. And if your pastimes, anyone here, Krishna himself, in the form of Harikatha, he comes in that heart. Srinivata Swakatha, So those who will very carefully hear these pastimes of Krishna, Krishna will enter through the ears, their heart, like a bandhu, like a bosom friend. And he will clear all your these things, your lust, your anger, your worldly desires, everything, your suffering, your problems, everything quickly will broom from there and make it clear, and he will be there. So if anyone is restless, he is in the ocean of problems, always unhappy, if they will hear Harikatha past times, they may be happy. Parikshit Maharaj, he was going to die, poisonous snake was going to bite him. Anyone in this world was not qualified to save him. But what became? Before 7 days, he was on the bank of Ganges, giving all his force and water and everything. And he was hearing. And Sukadeva Goswami, high class of devotee. How? Nivartya tarsai upagiyamana. Very pure. Nivartya tarsai. He had no worldly desire at all. If he is telling, and the Rashi Tattvagya, this is the Maha Aushadhi, high class of medicine for us. You will be cured. All snake biting and everything will go away. All desires and lusts and angers, everything will go. Very quickly it will go away. Don't have any doubt in this. So, tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. For a restless person, sufferers, your this pastime sweet, if anyone is telling, high class of person, then it will be pacified. It will be shant. Shant means?
Calm and quiet.
Kavi riritam. Because Brahma, Sukadeva Goswami, Kavi, like Kavi, Valmiki, a most high class of Kavi, Vyasadeva, Krishna Dvaipayan Vyasadeva, all have told like this. Kavir Ritam. Kalma Shapaham, all kinds of your sins, past fruitive karms, all will go away very soon. Shamana Mangalam. If you are not doing, even you are hearing only, Shamana Mangalam, your Kalyanam will be gone. Means?
Auspiciousness will come.
All kinds of Oshubhi will come. Shamana Mangalam. Shimadatatam. And by this, your Sri, opulence, wealth, beauty,
your fortune,
everything will spread over whole world. You know Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was not so much learned. He never gave so much speeches in India first. He was not so much Vagmi, you know?
Good speaker.
Never in India. But after taking sannyas, and he came, and he heard so much Harikatha from his Gurudev, from other associates of Srila Prabhupada. And what he became? His wife, you should go away. His children, rejected him. And now, in a moment, what he became? A miracle came. He established so many centers and centers everywhere in the world. Lakhs left devotees, we cannot count them. The number even, all became his. Like
servant, disciples all. This is miracle. Tasimada Atatam. He will be famous in whole world. I'm realizing something. Being a straw, dry straw. And what is going? Only telling some Harikatha, very small. I don't know Harikatha. So, Shimadatam. And that kinds of person who is giving, explaining sweet Harikatha in the guidance of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, Rupa Goswami and others, in the guidance of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhant, in guidance of my Gurudev and Swamiji, Bhuvi Gridantite Bhurida. In this world, they are highest kinds of donators. Highest. What they do? Oh, they glorify Krishna. And thus by this, they can benefit whole world. So, Bhurida Jana, there are so many donators. They can give thousands and thousands of pounds, more valuable pounds. They can give their whole kingdom. Oh, the appellants of whole world, wealth of whole world, they can give. But they are not Bhurida. Who are Bhurida? Oh. Bhuvi Grinanti Te Bhurida Jana. Those who are giving these sweet pastimes to others, they are so much more, most high class of donate. This is glorification. Perhaps, Chandravali is telling this. Chandravali is praying like this. But Radhika, what doing? She shows in sulky or anger mood. And she is telling, Tava katha amritam, Tava katha amritam, not amritam. Not nectar, what? What poison? Deadly poison. Even by smell you will be die. No need of taking. Far, far away. If you smell, you will die. Anyone cannot save you. So your pastimes, those who will hear, they must die. How die? Like fishes. Like doing this? Restless. Their life will be first restless and they will die. No? Tapta jivanam. Oh, gopis are telling, we are proof. We are very much happy in our family lives. How? So much happy. But this Krishna came and he made so much problems. Now we are helpless. He made us a street beggar. Now where to stay? We have no place. Now we are so much. And now we are on the edge of death. Very quickly we will die. Don't hear the pastimes of if you want to be happy with your never and never. Tapta jivan kavi bhi riditam. Oh, the kavi, you know kavi? Poets. How? They will glorify even a horse of paper. You know, a paper horse. And they will tell, it is running more than air and mind. And very strong. They will glorify. But there is nothing in that. So kavi bhi riditam, they are told that hearing by Harikatha, you will be very happy. But this is bogus katha, this is not true. We know that when we heard these sweet Harikathas, and what became? We became a street beggar. We had no place to live. He cheated us. This Harikatha also cheated us. Now we are intelligent. we don't believe. And we are also warning you not to hear these postums, never, never. Then if you are hearing, if you are lady, you will forget your husbands, your children's, and you will be like birds without any place to live and always weeping. And for you, if you want to be, then like that, or don't hear the pastimes of Krishna. Especially by the mouth of cheaters. They will come to you with a book. They'll hear. Come here, come here. And here, let me hear. I will tell sweet pastimes of all this Krishna. Beautiful Krishna.
No donation.
No donation at all. Don't be worried that, we'll have to give some donation. Nothing. And hear only. And they will sing in a beautiful tune, like sook bird. And they will charm you. And then what they will do? They are like Bhurida Jana. Bhurida Jana here means Bhurida. At once killing. Very sharp.
Knife.
Very short. Very. And they will give you. Where? How? Your all worldly happiness they will take. And they will make you in trouble and like a beggar. So don't hear them. Very good.
Are koto page re? Koto page bhule gelam. Kothay gelo?
Shravanamangalam. Only, it seems that very sweet, but like it does, like poison, like sharp knives. Bhuvi grinanti te bhurida jana. So they are bhurida jana. Those who are taking Srimad Bhagavatam in their arms and Come on, here, no fee, no nothing to donate anything. And they will speak so
nice.
Sweet, nice, this Harikatha. And there your life will be ruined forever. So don't hear all this, don't chant Krishna. Very tricky. Once, gopis were lamenting so much. Without you, we cannot maintain our life. Then why you are not going die? Understand?
Yeah.
Why you are
not dying?
Not dead. Still
alive.
I am here. For I am separated now. So, but I see that you are not dying. Then they told. Why we are alive still? You and your friend, this Vidhata, Brahma, are very cruel. Very cruel. You want to give suffering to others. And if they are suffered so much suffering, then you become so happy. So if we are dead, then how you can give suffering to others? We are the best
recipient for the suffering.
For that. You cannot search anyone like us. We are tolerating so much.
The best candidate.
So if you will die, to whom you will give suffering? And you will be happy. And your Vidhata friend is like so. He wants to see us suffering so much. So we should not die. That is why that Vidhata, your friend, very cruel, he gave our life in Krishna. Krishna will not die, but he wants that we should suffer so much, and again he will give this. And that is why we are not dying. Why? Because our soul is not here in us. Where is your soul? In Krishna. So Brahma has done like this. So we are not dying. If our soul was with us, we have died before so much, lamenting and weeping like this. Then why you are remembering us, and why you are hearing my and chanting your name? And then they are lamenting and telling, Sakit, Adha Sudha Payana. No. No. After Mrigayuru Kapendram, this Sakata Lila Anucharita Karna Pivusha Pibret Sakat Dadan Vidhutu Danda Dharma. We know this, and don't want to have any love and affection for you. But what can we do? We cannot do anything. We remember always, we want to forget, but always your pastimes are coming in our remembrance. So gopi are in this world, what? Anupam. Koi upama nahi.
Matchless, example.
Incomparable to anyone. So you should hear this pastime and try to remember these pastimes, and they will give you so much energy, so much strength, that all your bad things will go away, unwanted, unearth will go away very soon, if you are given, always remembering these pastimes. Better to forget your jobs and everything, no harm. Or Jogmaya will do. For your maintenance, Krishna has given order to his Jogmaya. And myself also, I will manage everything. Then why to worry? That I will have to do job and so many things. I have no job. Who is managing my all these things? Who is? And thousands of servants always helping me. They are worried for me that, I should give something to Maharaj. Who is doing? Krishna himself. You should have strong faith on Krishna. Don't worry for maintenance. Krishna will do like this and everything will be done. Chant and remember more and more. Don't be worried that who will look after me? After Maharaj, what will be? Very big problem. No problem at all. Chant and remember. By the order of Jogmaya, always she will help you. And the chakra will always save you from anything. So don't be worried. This is the message in this court festival and this meeting. So you should return back, keeping this valuable jewel in your hearts, and return back and chant and remember. Gaur Pramana. About 15 days before, 20 days, then you may avail also Jagannath Puri. We will go Purushottam Vratha, and after that we will do Vrajmandal Parikrama. If you will have a very strong will, you can do. We are here 5 days, and there you will be for 1 month and 15 days. 2 months. I am in for Brajmandal Parikrama. The difference between Brajmandal Parikrama and Purushottam Vratha, only 15 days. No. For them, nothing.
Yeah.
They can have Bhisha for 2, 3, 4, 5 months.
6 months.
Or so many are for 10 years.
5 years.
5 years. You should always remember my teachings. These are not my teachings. They are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru, Srila Rup Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all others. I have brought to you like a peon.
Postman.
And you should take it and return back to your home and be happy. Gaur Premanam. Family. And try to help each other and be happy. Gaur Premanam.
Thus ends the class on the 27th of June 2001 in the evening in Birmingham. Hare Krishna.